Main real estate headlines. VGSI main online database lets you pull property records by municipality. Vision Government Solutions hosts an online database where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in ME can access municipal property records directly to support valuations, due diligence, and client research. Visit https://main-online-database/ to select your municipality and start searching. Main real estate headlines. Building permit guide for ME land. What agents need to know about soil tests, paperwork. A resource outlining the paperwork, soil tests, and steps required to obtain a building permit for vacant land or acreage in Maine. Real estate professionals in ME can better advise land buyers and sellers by understanding the permitting timeline and requirements that affect transaction feasibility and property value. Share this FAQ with clients considering land purchases to set realistic expectations on build readiness. /moversrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit-for-your-main-land-or-lot. Main real estate headlines. Commission fee changes show minimal impact on main real estate market. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. Maine real estate professionals can continue current practices with confidence while monitoring any future developments in commission structures. Read the full report at themainemonitor.org/realestatecommission-changes/. Maine real estate headlines. Ellsworth streamlines construction, land development, and waterfront permits. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures close to water. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permitting requirements to guide clients through timely transactions and development projects. Review permit types and requirements at the source URL before listing or developing properties in Ellsworth. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study? Is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. IRS rules for 1031 like-kind exchanges generally include three important deadlines: a 45-day identification window, a 180-day closing window, and requirements regarding the taxpayer entity. These rules are complex and subject to change. This information is educational only. Consult a qualified tax professional or attorney before pursuing a 1031 exchange. Collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy-lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.